Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're only 6 days away from the 2006 midterm elections. I'd love to get your take on that. Bush and Rove are saying they're going to win everything. They're not going to lose any seats. All of the polling data, all of this, the sentiment of the public. You know people are mad out there. Doesn't matter. They just smile and say, no, 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 you're wrong. And they'll probably be proven right again because they can steal the election in at least 35% of the country. They're dispatching, quote, federal monitors to run things and steal things for Lord Bush. They've been caught with Republicans jamming phone lines, taking people's names off the voter list, engaged in every type of crime you can imagine. It doesn't matter. They're just rampaging forward with their cult-like followers bleating behind them, 30% of America that would sell their children into slavery if Bush said it. They'd probably kneel before Satan if he said it was Christian. It's craziness. Baghdad is imploding. We'll get into that report. But I just got into how the NRA is giving an anti-Second Amendment Democrat weasel who on his campaign website is posing with a shotgun. I mean, please. Who's for the animal ID and bought and paid for by Big Agra. This creature is running around against Ron Paul. They're saying Ron Paul may lose. They've gerrymandered his district. It doesn't matter that he's wildly popular here in Texas. And I mentioned that the NRA is globalist control. Now, Bob Barr is on the board. He may be good. Former CIA, by the way. And the congressman did say that Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. So, you know, he's being truthful there. And the NRA seems to be better the last 2 years since there was a shakeup there. But before that, it's still pretty bad. This evidence is they're bad. Because they're lying. They give a better grade to the sniveling person running against, I'm not going to say his name, give him attention, because we're on a lot of places here in Texas, against Paul. They're saying he's got a better grade. They are endorsing him over Ron Paul. This is a scandal, and it just shows. But remember, 2 years ago, this was the last straw with many NRA supporters, is why they finally had a shakeup at the board. In a federal case in D.C., the NRA lawyers argued that all guns should be registered and argued for gun control. And I've read the ruling. I mean, I've read the actual closing arguments of the NRA in that case here on air. And back in 1998, they were about to pass, in 98 and 2000, it was actually 2000, they were about to pass a law banning anyone under 18 from touching a gun in Texas that was going to ban Junior Olympics. It was all over the news. Josh Sugarman, Handgun Control Incorporated, was running around giggling. And I went down to the Capitol, caught bribery. It was in the front page of the paper. The video went on the web. A lot of you saw it before our servers crashed. I ought to refine that video and re-upload it. Caught the bribery on tape. You rarely do that. And the chairman got in trouble of the committee over it, and it was pretty powerful what happened. And the NRA and the Dallas Morning News came out and attacked the pro-gun groups here in Texas. They came out and attacked the groups and called us extreme and actually was for the gun control legislation. So I've lived it. And that's what the NRA is doing today, and this is just, we should get an article out on this. In fact, I'm going to tell Kevin Smith, Kevin, just write a blurb on this. Just go get how they give an endorsement to the sniveling person. We'll have to list his name in the article. Show that stupid picture of him with a gun up there. Why don't you talk about how they're using the clip of Ron Paul on this show against him in the campaign, playing it at public functions. And just write a little article about it, because we need to get this out so people don't just hear about it on the show. The power of text is unrivaled because it doesn't change as it's transferred person to person. All right, but that's what's going on with the NRA. They're trying to shoot down the most pro-gun congressman we've got for a sniveling Democrat. That's how they are, attacking Republicans. We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, during the break, I confirmed that one of my staff told me, and the two people at the event at Waterloo Music and Video told me last night, the embattled Congressman Ron Paul with the best pro-gun voting record in Congress, an A-plus by Gun Owners of America, A-plus by the John Birch Society, A-plus by everybody that looks at the voting records. The NRA is giving him a B, and they're giving a higher rating in their printed magazines they're sending out to his the Democrat running against him, who believes in Second Amendment for hunting. So he's anti-gun. The Democrat is clearly anti-gun, and so the NRA is telling us how wonderful he is while giving Ron Paul a B and not saying why they give him a B. No anti-gun vote ever! Now that's the type of treachery, because they're not going to be able to disarm us unless they control the organizations that we go to quote, trust. And I've experienced the NRA demonize in the Dallas Morning News in below propaganda arm several Texas gun groups, and demonized myself back in 2000 because we were shooting down legislation that they were, quote, neutral on in the Texas legislature in Juan Hinojosa's committee, his judiciary committee. Or it was the law enforcement committee. I forget which one. The point is, this is disgusting, And it's just the same thing I've witnessed from these people over and over. And that's why there was a shakeup 2 years ago when they argued pro-gun registration in a federal case 2 years ago. That got out. Gun owners covered it. People went absolutely ape. They lost a bunch of members. And so they had a shakeup, and it looks like they're back to their same treacherous ways, and this is the exact type of stuff. I mean, meanwhile, Bush and Perry and everybody else are running around claiming they're pro, control the border, anti-illegal alien. That is the biggest lie. That's like saying Hitler's pro-Jew or something. I mean, it's just, it's a 180 from what reality is. And it just makes me sick. It makes me totally and completely sick. By the way, we've confirmed the Terror Storm has been delivered to all of the Barnes & Nobles, all of the borders around the country. They will admit they have them in stock, but when you show up, they'll say, well, we can't get it for you. You've got to order it. We know that Barnes & Noble bought thousands. We know that Borders bought 540-something, my distributor said. And they're not selling them. They're not letting you have them, just like they do to Colonel Craig Roberts' books. And, by the way, a day and a half into being up on Amazon.com, it went from 7,000 plus in the DVDs to 154. It hit 154 late last night. That's incredible. On the, top of the Amazon charts. Total for DVDs, period. Not political, not for DVDs, period, 100 and something. That is massive on the charts. In fact, Paul Watson or somebody's put a little article out about, I'm told that Gary Badley, my distributor, even got a screenshot of it. 154 on the Amazon charts. Now it's dropped down to 200 and something. It's important that we demonstrate the popularity of this film to show how popular it is and to show the censorship that's now going on in stores across this country. Go to Infowars.com, and you can find a link right there on the main page to get it off of Amazon.com, or just go to Amazon.com and type Terror Storm in, and you can get the film right there. It is so important to buy it off of Amazon.com. I make a grand total of 45 cents a piece off of it. It's like $11 on there. We have discounted it out of the gates to get it out to people. And please get Terror Storm from Amazon.com right now. I mean, if you've already bought a copy from me, thank you for the support. Look at it as a donation. Go back on and buy a couple copies at that price. You can't beat it. Give them as birthday presents. Give it to your neighbor. Just say, hey, I want you to have this. Support us. It's about getting the information out. Because if we get into the top 50, it will be a chain reaction. And it because that's where most of the shopping is done, is in that top 100. If you get to that top 50, it's over. Whatever gets into that top 50 or so, I've been told, tends to stay there. And Amazon is not censoring us. Amazon did buy them by the thousands. Amazon is posting it and letting you get it there, and they ship it to you in just a couple days. In fact, I think if you buy it there, you get it for like free shipping or something. It's just a ridiculous deal. And frankly, I'll lose money because I'm selling it for $19.95. I don't even care about making money anymore, folks. I just want to get the information out. In fact, since I put it out for free on Google Video, we've sold a lot less of it. I don't care. Get it for free at Google Video. But at the same time, support us. Get a great deal. I mean, $11 if you go to Amazon.com and get it. $11. I think it's like $14 in stores. And buy a bunch of copies of it. Buy it off their shelves if you find the stores that have it. And I'm asking listeners right now, I want you to call Austin Barnes & Nobles. I haven't dropped by to see. Call Austin Barnes & Nobles. There's, I think, like five of them here in town. Call them and say, do you have Terror Storm by Alex Jones, distributed by Disinformation? Well, you bought a bunch of them. Well, why don't you have them? Well, we want them. And we want them stocked in your store. We want to come down there and get them. And tell them, okay, well, I want three copies of it. And they'll ask for your name and number. It doesn't even matter if you ever go get them. That way they'll be on their store shelves. Because I'm angry. You know, we get into the top 100 of Google Video, and they erase our stats and knock us out repeatedly and admit they did it. They ban us from Google News and block all of our news out of Google News. They block us on the web. We've caught them doing that. Now it's admitted the CIA is basically running them. They block us now out of the stores. And they're having to do this because the truth sells, and we could take this country back, but they want to stand in the way of that happening. So, again, at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, there's a big link. You can't miss it, to buy it at Amazon.com or buy it from InfoWars.com. But you know what? I'd rather just not make money and just get it from Amazon. I'd rather you just go there. By the way, you can get it even lower than Amazon.com. One place, $9.95, if you buy Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95 with a combo deal for $9.95, you get Terror Storm if you choose to do the combo deal or get America, Freedom to Fascism by itself. And that number is, to get that combo deal, is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, in-studio reports, in super high-quality bandwidth. You can download it, burn the disk, a great activist center. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day. And if you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. It's $5.95 a month, and if you get a yearly membership, again, you get 3 months free. In the next few days, we're about to launch a special to get the yearly membership, and you'll get, I think it's 5 months free. That's about to happen. So go try a monthly, and if you like it, get a yearly and get almost half a year free. I think it comes out to 5.3 months free with the deal we're going to offer, the same one we offered last year in November and December. So that is coming up. In fact, it's supposed to be launched today. I don't know if that was launched today. If not, it will be launched by tonight. Let's go back to your calls. Again, I'm hopping mad, though, because on a level playing field, we'll clean their clocks. That's why they're having to cheat, try to suppress this information. And again, I have the Times of London right here today. The rising threat of the new media, and they say that it's over for the mainstream media. CNN saying the same thing. See, they're panicking. You aren't the gatekeepers anymore. You aren't in control anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve and KC. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I got a couple questions for you. One of them is, has your movie Terror Storm been introduced to Blockbuster?
They refused to carry it, and so did Hollywood Video, for political reasons. Yeah. Just as they did out Foxed, but you can pressure them. So I would call their regional offices. I would email them. They have a form on the Blockbuster website. We need your help.
Right on. Another question. How many copies do you think the government owns of your movie? Anyway, another thing I do have to ask you is, could you particleize and capitalize a little more about the WWF political tactics that they're using?
You mean how it's basically like a wrestling match?
Sure, sure. And you know, parkalize it. Break it down a lot more so other people. I'm not that intelligent. I'm going to like you. And I know a lot of people around me aren't either.
Oh, that's baloney.
And it needs to be broke down. Seriously. I think it needs to be broke down for a lot of people. They need to know what's really going on. And you do a great job of it.
Let me break it down for you right now. Anything else?
That'll work. No, that's pretty much it.
Well, I mentioned at the start of the show I was going to do this, and it's in the stack. Let me find it during the break, and I'll get to it. It's like Kerry comes out and attacks Bush. Bush comes out and attacks Kerry. It's not even political, you know, between the two parties. It's creating the illusion of a debate between the two parties to centralize the debate within the two-party system. That way, they control both sides, and they always expend all of our political energy inside that controlled paradigm. They don't want you going outside. Here's an analogy. They have a chain of grocery stores in England. Two chains that are really owned by the same company, and one is orange and one is green. One's sign is green, one's is orange. They have different specials. They claim they compete with each other, but it's not really the case. They have a monopoly in those cities in England, and it's a staged event. Okay? Well, it's the same thing with politics in this country. The Republicans really leave the Democrats alone unless they're an anti-establishment candidate. And then the Republicans and Democrats will gang up on a Democrat who's good. They'll both gang up on a Republican who's good. You got the Republicans endorsing and supporting the Democrat who's running against Ron Paul. You had the same thing against Tom Tancredo in the White House doing that. So it's just like WWF wrestling, where two guys are supposedly having a fight, and it's not real. It's like good cop, bad cop, where one cop acts nice, the other cop acts mean. They really were both working together. I know he was rough on you. Now you can come to me and tell me, and everything will be all right. And that's what they're doing right now. It's like Fox News attacks Hillary. while they're busy actually bankrolling her entire campaign. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 1st, 2006. Gold opened at $614.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $640.56. Again, that's $640.56 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We're getting Larry Pratt on for about 10, 15 minutes of the next hour to talk about his A-plus rating of Ron Paul, who's never voted pro-gun control. The sniveling Democrat who says we should be allowed to have guns for hunting is given an A. Ron Paul is given a B. They're endorsing a Democrat over the congressman. Lying scum. I mean, that is an illustration of everything we're talking about. And I tell you, if some neocon walks up to me and tells me, you're just a liberal, I'm going to snatch him bald-headed. I mean, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of these Republicans. They're a bunch of phonies. And I'm tired of the National Rifle Association. I'm not talking about you, the members. I'm talking about what they do. I've been watching it. I've been in the trenches. I've traveled all over the country fighting gun control. That used to be my number one issue. It still is one of the top issues I fight. But, I mean, I've been there, rally after rally at the state capitol, sneaking around the halls of the state house with a video camera, catching bribery on tape, sitting in for 8 hours to testify. I cannot explain to you how much I'm committed to the Second Amendment. And I just, it blows me away. Cancel all your NRA memberships. And by the way, we're doing research in there. They're giving bees to a bunch of pro-gun congressmen and promoting gun grabbers. I mean, it's just, there's no end to these people's treachery. We're writing an article about this. We're making a big issue out of it. It'll be up by tonight at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And JonesReport.com. By the way, JonesReport.com has a lot of news on it and video clips on it every day that aren't on the other sites. We put a lot of work. I got a full-time person working on JonesReport.com, and it's getting a lot of visitors, but not what it should. So you might want to put that in your favorites list if you don't want to miss things. All right, the caller wanted me to get into the left-right dog and pony smoke and mirrors, carnival barking, good cop, bad cop, WWF distraction, and I just did before the break, so let me get into some other news right now. Well, I said I'd get into it. Here it is. This is out of the AP. White House and Kerry exchange accusations. The White House and Senator John Kerry, and we were cousins and related and in the same secret society, traded their harshest accusations since the 2004 presidential race on Tuesday, with President Bush accusing a Democrat of troop bashing, and Kerry calling the president's men's hacks who were willing to die. And they want us to have a phony discussion about, well, did what Kerry say, was it mean? Was it callous? And I'm going to say something that will make a lot of people mad. I don't support what Kerry said. I mean, yes, it's true that a lot of people go into the military because for financial reasons and the GI Bill, which they cheat you out of most of the time, by the way. They've now withdrawn a lot of the health care for even World War II and Korean War vets. I mean, it's sick. They've changed the contracts retroactively. But again, that's all been in the news. We've covered what's happening at the VA. Maggots all over the country eating the troops. Oh, you think I'm joking? Just type in maggot deaths, Dallas. Maggot deaths, Kansas City. They just chain them down and let the maggots and rats go to work on them. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I'm not making any of this up. You can't make this type of stuff up. But I'm already digressing. Because it is something, you know, you're not supposed to say things even if it's true. And there are some people that join for esprit de corps because it's a family tradition. But the grunts do join by and large for economic reasons. But who cares what Kerry says? Who cares what that slime ball says? And that just makes Bush look good, like he's for the military. It's all staged. It's all to have a phony political debate. Kerry voted for the war. Kerry said put more troops in, just like McCain's saying. He's not anti-war. Hillary wants to nuke Iran. Again, the New York Post, Murdoch's neocon rag, tabloid has endorsed her. They have fundraisers for her, secret meetings for 5 years together, vacationing. The Bushes and the Clintons all vacationing. George Bush Sr., from inside sources we've got, and now it's even come out in some of the big political treatises that have been written, that Clinton was recruited by U.S. intelligence in 68, when he first became a Rhodes Scholar, and he was handled by George Bush Sr. before he became CIA director. It's totally staged. Roger Ailes, that handles Limbaugh and Clear Channel and Fox News, constantly having lavish meals with Hillary for years, fundraising for her. And I heard the neocons on radio going, well, she's the best we got. We should vote for her in New York because she's a neocon warmonger. There you are. You're endorsing Hillary, Republicans. You're attacking Ron Paul with a perfect voting record. Perfect, perfect, perfect. No one in Congress in modern history has been perfect. Not Tom Tancredo, who they're attacking to. Not Gould, not any of them. Ron Paul, targeted by the Republican and Democratic machine, lied about by the NRA, and in trouble. Because they're going to steal the election from him. Poll shows 64%, but the neocons are twinkly-eyed going, he's going to lose. Our internal special data shows it. And don't worry, Democrats will click their heels when this creature, Squar, gets in there. Oh, good, another pro-gun person shot down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Right now, so in the next 30 minutes or so, I'm going to have a quick pop-in by the head honcho at Gun Owners of America, a real no-compromise Second Amendment group. You'd call it commie Islamo-fascist. That's what the new neocon followers, I mean the Republican people out in the street, they call you, if you're truly pro-gun, truly want to shut down the border, they call you an Islamic neo-fascist or Islamo-fascist. And I'm kind of being sarcastic, but really I'm serious. I mean, they don't like Ron Paul. They don't like America. They hate the Second Amendment. Bush has tripled the size of the BATF. They love it. Let's go to Bet in Germany, then Yuri in Netherlands. Got a lot of foreign calls today. Bet in Deutschland. I guess an American calling us from Deutschland. Deutschland, über alles. How you doing?
Tip top, Mr. Jones. Never better. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now, but for the last few months, 5 or 6 months, I've been listening to it continually. I have it on a loop on my computer. And the reason is because the information is changing so quickly, and it's so important that it takes me this long to internalize everything and understand what exactly the events that are developing mean. And what I'm seeing from others that share my vision, so to speak, is that they're not fully appreciating the consequence of the events as they're developing.
Yeah, these are earth-shattering events that 100 years ago people will look back on as the prime events in modern history. I mean, we're living ultra history right now.
We're reliving what happened in Nazi Germany, in my opinion.
Well, a top Nazi agent. I mean, George Bush's grandfather, his father's father, was the top Nazi agent in the U.S., and they are using those tactics.
Absolutely. And all of the Nazi officers and war criminals didn't all go to South America. Most of them came to the United States.
Over 10,000 of them. That's admitted and declassified.
That's quite a few. Most of them went into universities, federal agencies, were very prominent in the Catholic Church. And what we're seeing today is the result of their progeny. And I am very frightened, so much so that my advice to everyone is, if you have any money, buy euros and leave the country, if you're able to. If you're extremely wealthy, if you're a millionaire, you probably won't have much to worry about. But if you have a home, a savings, a halfway decent life, it's going to be gone in the next few years.
That is, I was gulping for air when you said that, because I've got two big mainstream stories about that today, and every indicator is what you're saying is going to happen, and I just can't, it's just horrible.
It's horrible, and it's terrifying. I live in Germany. I have a house in North Carolina. It's rented out right now, but I went back home for about 8 months. I came back in May. And the United States, where I used to live in Chantilly, Northern Virginia, it's a Washington suburb, it's a police state. It's completely overrun with South American illegal immigrants and illegal immigrants from the Middle East.
And cops leaving them all alone, feeding on minivans full of soccer moms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What used to be a community of military and government workers, professionals, is now illegal immigrants. Northern Virginia has become a haven to launder money. There is no professional workforce other than the elite of what's left, because they closed down so many installations and got rid of so many jobs. Now they have illegal immigrants there.
Hasn't globalism been wonderful?
It's the death of the United States. And people are talking about, well, what do you think? Do you think it'll happen? Do you think it's coming? It's too late.
Everything is made out. I can find nothing anywhere. I have been in stores looking for an hour and find nothing made in the U.S. Not even the boxes the stuff comes in.
We don't have a manufactured-based economy, Mr. Jones. We have a service-based economy.
We have a money laundering, drug dealer economy, a criminal police state economy, and all the new major funds and grants that people are getting to go to school. Almost all of them are for Homeland Security to man and run this system. The whole economy is shifting into a police state economy that, again, has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda. It's all about oppressing the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I took a few Administration of Justice classes when I was in Northern Virginia to get my GI Bill, because that's an interest I have. And the only smiling faces on the entire campus came from the English as a second language classroom. The rest of the student body looks like they're beat down, very apathetic. They're living in their parents' house, driving luxury SUVs. No appreciation for where the money is coming and when it's going to stop.
There's a really obnoxious racist term for that, but everybody's doing it. And it's basically you're living in a shack, but you got a big color TV and a Cadillac. And, yeah, most of these professionals live with mommy and daddy now. The kids are running around worshiping world government. Yeah, it's all falling apart.
Completely. And the student body, they're not able to conceptualize information. If it doesn't relate to them immediately right now, it has no significance to
and
them.
Short-term thinking will kill a society. It will kill your pocketbook. It will destroy your family's happiness and your family being together, period. We are being scientifically, by social engineers, dismantled, ripped into little pieces right now, and it makes me sick.
They're driving their SUVs and, you know, their parents are paying $3 a gallon for the gas. They just burn it like it's free.
Hey, listen,
I don't understand that once their parents' jobs are gone and their retirements are gone, they're going to be looking for the bus.
That's right.
And that idea is so foreign to them, they cannot possibly conceptualize it, and they don't realize how perilously close it is to them.
I hear you.
It's nothing on their heels. And they have no appreciation of it whatsoever.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Your IP phone's breaking up a little bit. Good to have that call from Germany. Let me cover this now, and then I'll go to, who's the caller from the Netherlands? We'll go to Urian and others here in just a moment. Let me get into these stories. Which one do I want to get first? I had a Money magazine article, and I had another Forbes. I thought I had them in the stack. I just picked up the stack, and it wasn't in the top like I thought. Darn it, darn it. This one is a report out of Australia's Sydney Morning Herald. The dollar's full system meltdown. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting, and they're calling for, quote, Australia's Treasurer Peter Costello has called on East Asia's central banks to telegraph their intentions to diversify out of American investments and ensure an orderly adjustment. Central banks in China, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, and Hong Kong have channeled immense foreign reserves into American government bonds, helping to prop up U.S. dollar and hold down interest rates, said Costello. But the strategy has changed. Indeed, the strategy has changed. The world has come to its senses and is moving away from the green slip of paper that is currently mired by $8.3 trillion of debt. And that's what's due now. It's well over 90-plus trillion. That's been in the... Well, 5 years ago, the Dallas Morning News reported 47 trill, but the real numbers by top economists are 90-plus trill. The central banks now want to reduce their USD reserves while trying to do so as little damage to their own economies as possible. That's kind of like trying to remove two Siamese twins who've got the same heart. That'll be difficult. It's a sell-off ensues that will start a stampede for the exits. There's little hope of an ordinary adjustment, said Costello opines. That's the basically the treasurer in Australia. That's just false optimism. When the greenback begins listing, that's when a boat tumps over, boys and girls, things will turn helter-skelter quickly. That's what Joseph Stiglitz said last Friday, former chief economist, World Bank Nobel Prize winner. And it's all been done by design. Oh, thank you. I'm sure it's Al-Qaeda's fault. I'm sure it'll be Al-Qaeda's fault. And as long as the police go to public schools and put guns to kids' heads unannounced in drills, we'll be safe. See, nothing has anything to do with reality. It's about training us to be slaves. In September, we saw early signs that the dollar was in trouble. The trade deficit registered a $70 billion, but the net foreign security purchases, NFSP, came in as a paltry $33 billion. That means that our main trading partners are no longer buying back our debt, which puts downward pressure on the greenback. The Fed had two choices, either raise interest rates substantively or let the currency fall. They rose interest rates, but that isn't working. Given the tenuous condition of the housing bubble and the proximity of the midterm elections, the Fed did neither. Well, they actually did raise interest rates. I guess not what you wanted, up to 12% or something from 6-point-whatever it is. A month later, in October, the trade deficit hit $69.9 billion. But then, without warning, a miracle occurred. The net foreign security purchases skyrocketed to a historic high of $116.8 billion, covering both month shortfalls almost to the penny. Coincidence? Not likely. Either the skittish central banks decided to stock up on their dollar denomination investments, or the Federal Reserve and their banking buddies is buying back its own debt to float us through the elections, which then puts us even deeper into debt, just like they've lowered gas prices for the election. This is exactly the kind of hanky-panky that people expected when Greenspan stopped publishing the MP money supply last March, keeping the rest of us in the dark about what is really going on with the money supply. Are we supposed to believe that the skeptical central bank suddenly doubled up on their T-bills while they're publicly moaning about the dollar's weakness and threatening to diversify? And the article goes on and on. Here's another one put out by the founder of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, who we've interviewed, who's successfully been suing over central bank gold manipulation. Central banks caught in gold squeeze may crush dollar. The founder of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee says the U.S. government's so-called plunge protection team is helping prop up the U.S. economy, dollar, and stock market until Election Day. Then, says Bill Murphy, all hell could break loose as the government's strong dollar policy completely breaks down as it is exposed as nothing more than a keep gold weak policy. For the last 7 years, Murphy says, the GATA has pounded the table, insisting that the world gold market is manipulated. The government leaders, the banking establishment, and their captive financial press have refused to debate the issue, dismissing it as conspiratorial nonsense. But Murphy contends that GAT has proof of the public record of central bank gold reserves on deposit are only half of the 32,000 tons they officially claim to hold, and are now starting to hint that the wall as gold prices keep raising. Murphy sees a convergence coming in the gold market between the rising physical demand for gold and the shrinking mining output supply, with the gold price management by central banks caught in the squeeze. The Wall Street Journal reports Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, a Wall Street veteran and reinvigorated the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, PPT, which includes heads of the Fed, SEC, and Commodity Trading Commission, said that gold prices could double to $1,200 per ounce in the short term, and it continues. Yeah, if the dollar goes belly up. They've been trying, as Joseph Stiglitz told you last week, Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank, number two at the World Bank. He said it'll be a worldwide depression if they don't handle the recession, the controlled correction, correctly globally. And he said that if they did handle it correctly, just a worldwide recession, a huge slowdown, a huge correction. And I said, well, are they handling it correctly? And he said, absolutely not. But that's handling it correctly. When he says that, he agreed, according to the Financial Times of London statement. I asked him, well, they said that the elite's just trying to protect their money, that they're saying it's so bad, they may not even be able to do that. And so the good side, the, quote, controlled correction or downfall of the dollar, will mean that they are able to reposition their wealth. On the bad side, it'll be a worldwide implosion. And he said, yes, that's exactly what's going on. So I'm not trying to give you bad news here, and maybe they'll just keep printing money forever and double the money supply again, and everybody is so tied into the dollar they won't be able to dump it sufficiently without destroying their own economies, and so everything will be okay. The problem is all these big money barons and these central banks can't help themselves because they want to position the wealth so that they don't get completely destroyed in this. And so the globalists are telling everybody to keep holding on to dollars while they themselves move out of the dollar. People are now seeing this precipitous move out of the world reserve currency being the dollar, backed up by petrodollars, that is, petrochemicals from their derived from crude oil, that it is like a Mexican standoff, and everybody's starting to get a little trigger happy here, and who knows what's going to happen. Now, that's a mouthful, and during the next break, I'll try to dig out the Forbes and the Money Magazine articles I have that aren't pretty either. Let's talk to Lewis in New Jersey, and then we'll go to folks in Germany and Philadelphia and Missouri. Go ahead, Lewis. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. This is Lewis calling from New Jersey. I spoke with you about a week ago. I wanted to give a call and let you know that I had heard your suggestion on the air the other day about sending out messages to senators and city, county, and state officials about net neutrality and everything. I just wanted to let you know that I did send a message out to my senator here in New Jersey, is Robert Menendez. Sent a letter back. He said that said he supports the net neutrality, but I gave him a hard copy response and provided some details from an article that I was able to get on Infowars.com about MySpace.com and Rupert Murdoch using that as a Trojan horse for internet censorship. And I'm not really sure what his true stance is on the issue, but I just wanted to let you know that I am taking action in that area and plan on also reaching out to military and police on some websites that I was able to find on the internet where they go and congregate with each other. So I just wanted to give you a call, let you know that I am taking action on some things, and I look forward to also joining some groups on MySpace and trying to convert some people there as well.
Good. If we the people take action, we're an unstoppable force. And if we take action and expose the criminals that run our government as terrorists, if we expose the private Federal Reserve system with American freedom to fascism, if we take action, all of us, every day, reaching out, we're unstoppable. In fact, we're already starting to break through. We're already starting to hit the exponential growth rate. The truth is burgeoning. It is exploding. But we've got to push it even faster because a collision is now taking place between the elite desperately trying to maintain and expand control and the people now getting wise to this one world government system.
Yes, definitely. I just wanted to add one more thing. I've been speaking to my dad on a constant basis about this. He came to the U.S. actually as a musician. He was basically brought up here by the mafia, you know, I mean, not to put his business out there, but you know, that's how he came to the U.S. and he seemed to really be fascinated by people with power and everything, and I've been speaking to him consistently about it, and he's starting to come around, and I feel as though if he comes around, then there's definitely substance to what's being revealed.
Well, that's good. Keep it up, my friend. We'll be right back with more news, more calls, and we've got Gunners of America folks coming on to talk about what's happening to Ron Paul later.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Almost late getting back in studio here. I was just talking to Ron Paul's office Penny over there, and I've also talked to Jeff Dice, his chief of staff, and yes, they're aware of it. It's hurting them, and the NRA has lied. Ron Paul, Nancy Pelosi added a rider onto a gun liability law that would force gun locks to be on all guns. Basically, it's like the California law, then they raid your house and see if your gun's locked up with a lock. And so he voted against it. And they're calling, because Ron Paul voted against gun locks, they have given him a B rating and given that little sniveling creature, that Democrat that he's running against, that gun grabber, a A. And we just found out what he did on the questionnaire to the NRA. He said he believes in guns for hunting, but that there should be sensible controls. You know what that means, total gun ban. So this is how they twist it. This is going on all over the country. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, an Easter Bunny. If you are for the Second Amendment and controlling our destiny and having sovereignty and shutting down our borders and kicking out the Federal Reserve, I am for you. By the way, I'm just, again, just frothing with anger right now. We do have Larry Pratt joining us in the next hour. We'll go to your calls as well, all of you that are holding. I'm about to go to a caller in the Netherlands. But we're also fighting the big issue of TerrorStorm being censored in Barnes & Noble and Borders and everywhere else. They bought them, they have them, and they're not putting them on the shelves. And we have the confirmed receipts that they have them, and they're not even allowing them out on the shelves to be sold. And this has happened. Sometimes stuff slips through, they get it, and they just won't sell it. So we've caught them now in major censorship, have to do a big report on this. It's just massive. So please go to Amazon.com. We have big links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please go there right now and buy a copy of it for $12. It's so discounted, it's ridiculous. Buy a bunch of copies. Give it to everybody you know. Make copies of it, whatever, just please. Or order via Infowars.com or get America Freedom to Fascism. Not available yet on Amazon. You can get it at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Let's go to the caller in Netherlands. How do I pronounce your name? I'm a dumb Texan.
Jurian.
Jurian, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you for taking my call also. I'm a first-time caller, and you've waken me up, of course. And, you know, friends of mine ask, is this fight relevant to us Dutch folk? And I think it's very relevant because it's global and it should be a concern, a serious concern to all of us.
You're inside the European Union, grabbing your roads, taking control of your families, destroying your currencies.
That's it. I mean, it's just everywhere. Everyone is everywhere. Like you just said, I mean, people from Europe are in America doing, like, military work. I mean, it's crazy. And the best time we had in Holland was when we were a republic, and that was back in the 17th century. I mean,
yeah,
without...
Holland was rivaling England as a world power back when you were a sovereign nation.
Exactly, that's it. And, actually, I'm now in the process of writing a book about Queen Beatrix, of all people. You know, this she-wolf and her family and their role inside the New World Order. And you already repeatedly and accurately pointing out that this kind of corporate powers get within the family.
Yeah, stay there. In fact, their wealth is secret, is it not?
It is. It's an official Dutch state secret.
And, of course, they're basically, they are first cousins with the British royal family. Stay there. We'll be right back and let our caller finish up from the Netherlands. And then we'll go to Larry Pratt.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than